This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Apigenin sleep and longevity claims face scientific scrutiny. Apigenin, a flavonoid found in chamomile tea, has gained widespread popularity in sleep supplements and longevity protocols despite limited evidence from human clinical trials. The compound features prominently in Andrew Huberman's sleep stack and numerous senolytic formulations, yet comprehensive analysis reveals significant gaps between marketing claims and peer-reviewed research. Six studies, total human clinical trials examining apigenin's effects on sleep and aging, apigenin research, preclinical versus clinical evidence, number of published studies by category, 2000 to 2024, animal studies, 127, cell culture studies, 80 man trials, any endpoint, 23, Human Sleep Studies 4 Source PubMed Analysis, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Sleep benefits lack clinical foundation. Despite its reputation as a natural sleep aid, apigenin's sleep-promoting effects rely primarily on indirect evidence and extrapolation from animal studies. The compound's primary mechanism involves binding to benzodiazepine receptors in the brain, similar to pharmaceutical sleep medications, but with significantly lower affinity. Research published in Phytotherapy Research demonstrated that chamomile extract, containing apigenin as a primary component, showed modest improvements in sleep quality among elderly patients. However, studies examining isolated apigenin in healthy adults remain limited to small-scale trials with inconsistent methodology. For more clinical updates on sleep research, our database tracks emerging therapeutic approaches. Senolytic claims outpace evidence. Marketing materials frequently position apigenin as a senolytic compound capable of clearing aged cells from tissues. This claim originates from laboratory studies showing apigenin can induce selective cell death in senescent fibroblasts, but human applications remain entirely theoretical. According to research published in Nature Medicine, established senolytic compounds like dasatinib and quercetin demonstrate measurable effects in human studies, while apigenin lacks comparable clinical validation. The compound's bioavailability presents another challenge. Studies in Nutrition Journal indicate that orally administered apigenin shows poor absorption and rapid metabolism, questioning whether therapeutic concentrations reach target tissues in humans. NAD plus enhancement shows promise. Among apigenin's proposed mechanisms, its potential effects on NAD plus metabolism show the most promising preliminary evidence. Research by Astill et al., published in Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, demonstrated that apigenin can inhibit CD38, an enzyme that degrades NAD plus. However, this mechanism requires further investigation in human subjects. The World Health Organization emphasizes that dietary flavonoids, while beneficial, cannot replace evidence-based interventions for age-related health concerns. Current new studies focus on more established NAD plus precursors like nicotinamide riboside. Key takeaways: only four human studies have examined apigenin's sleep effects. With mixed results, senolytic claims rest entirely on cell culture and animal studies. Poor oral bioavailability may limit therapeutic effects in humans. NAD plus enhancement mechanism shows promise, but requires clinical validation. Frequently asked questions: is apigenin safe for daily use? Generally recognized as safe when consumed in foods like chamomile tea, but supplement doses lack long-term safety data in humans. The FDA has not established recommended daily limits for isolated apigenin supplements. How does apigenin compare to melatonin for sleep? Melatonin has extensive clinical evidence supporting its sleep benefits, while apigenin relies primarily on traditional use and limited studies. Melatonin remains the gold standard for evidence-based sleep supplementation. Can apigenin replace prescription sleep medications? No clinical evidence supports apigenin as a replacement for prescription sleep aids. Individuals taking sleep medications should consult healthcare providers before making changes to their treatment regimen. As interest in natural longevity interventions continues growing, the scientific community faces pressure to validate popular compounds like apigenin through rigorous clinical research. Future studies will likely focus on optimizing bioavailability and establishing effective dosing protocols for human applications. Until then, consumers should approach marketing claims with appropriate skepticism and prioritize interventions with established clinical evidence. Source: Apiginin is in the Huberman Sleep Stack, Every Longevity Protocol, and half the senolytic formulas on the market. At context, sleep and longevity claims face scientific scrutiny. Description: Analysis of Apiginin's sleep and longevity claims reveals significant gaps between marketing promises and peer-reviewed clinical evidence. Author: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-24. Date modified: 2026-05-24. Context: Apiginin safe for daily use? Accepted answer. Answer: Text: Generally recognized as safe when consumed in foods like chamomile tea, but supplement doses lack long-term safety data in humans. The FDA has not established recommended daily limits for isolated Apiginin supplements. At type: Question. Name: How does Apiginin compare to melatonin for sleep? Accepted answer. At type: Answer. Text: Melatonin has extensive clinical evidence supporting its sleep benefits, while Apiginin relies primarily on traditional use and limited studies. Melatonin remains the gold standard for evidence-based sleep supplementation. At type: Question. Name: Can Apiginin replace prescription sleep medications? Accepted answer. At type: Answer. Text: No clinical evidence supports Apiginin as a replacement for prescription sleep aids. Individuals taking sleep medications should consult healthcare providers before making changes to their treatment regimen.